This episode of Grown Men Coloring is brought to you by Josh Kyle. You can hear Josh Kyle on the Two Buds podcast, which is, well, if you're listening to this, you probably know about the Two Buds podcast because it's available on the Grown Men Coloring feed that you're listening to. So check him out. Also, he's got a website, joshkylehealth.org, and he was on TV last week. I don't know if you happened to record CTV News on last Tuesday, I believe, at 8:15 a.m., shortly after, but he was on TV, so check that out. Go on YouTube or go back in time and make sure you watch that. So, yeah, without further ado, another episode of Grown Men Coloring.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good, man.
You got two mics, two separate recording files at the same time.
Two Mike's Coloring Podcast.
This will hopefully be like the second most. Oh, yeah. Gotta have that in there too. This could be the second most professional sounding Grown Man Coloring we've ever had. The first has got to be when I borrowed the Salad Days, which I got to talk to Graham about ganking his equipment off of him because that was really nice, and they're not doing their podcast anymore, so...
Oh, he was going to sell it to you?
Well, I asked him about selling to him. I was like, you guys aren't doing your podcast anymore. Would you have any interest in selling me your equipment? And he kind of was like, huh. He kind of thought about it a little bit. Yeah. So, but I haven't heard back. I need to get back on him about that, because it was really neat. With the headphones and the mics and like the sound was way better. It was like I was actually, but this is something. So I'm recording a file on my phone. You're recording a file on Lisa's.
The mics are so close that I think that they'll you'll be able to hear both on both.
But. We will. Like we probably only need one mic, but it might make for a little bit better
stereo sound.
Stereo sounds, the dulcet sounds of.
Stereo sound.
Tripping you up. So yeah, I don't guess you guys didn't need all the information about this, but I've done the sponsor read already. We're into that. So you know, without further ado, let's open the show up with fucking ads. God damn it, I fucked it up. Let's talk about something here.
Do you want to tell me what we're going to talk about today, or you're just going to keep it a mystery?
Well...
You seem like you got an agenda.
I don't really have that much of an agenda. Okay. I never really do with Grown Men Coloring. The Two Buds has been a little bit more structured.
Thanks, buddy.
What do you think of this? Like, what the fuck? I got to get to the chorus. I thought the chorus was maybe... I wanted to make fun of you. Okay, where's the part? What the fuck like, is she doing? Let's get the... What the fuck is she doing?
What's Who cares, man?
Your love?
She's your hot. Lover. Listen, I didn't write the songs, and I don't tell her to write the songs. The songs aren't about me. But she's still hot. I don't know that I care for this song.
You don't care for this song.
I mostly started saying that I love Taylor Swift just to be funny.
Okay.
But, you know.
This is fucking hot garbage. Like,
yeah.
She may be a good-looking lady, and hot might be
I feel like I've heard this song. I feel like I've heard this song already. You know?
And it's... Yeah, like, why is she like everyone else?
Yeah, I don't know.
Bad. I don't know. Well, I can't contend to be a Taylor Swift
connoisseur.
Aficionado.
Yeah.
The video's already got 258,138,873 views. Sorry to say that we are one of those views. The video.
Oh, I've watched it before.
Yeah, well, how's the video?
Well,
because there is something to be said for a music video, even if I hate the music. I don't like Fall Out Boy, but they actually got some like pretty good videos.
I mean, I watched the best part of her videos are that she's in them.
She's
maybe, you know.
Yeah.
But it's, the song is hot garbage.
Yeah.
And whether she's hot or not doesn't matter. It's terrible. But let's hear that
I don't have strong opinions of the song.
I kind of hear that. It's like a fucking car crash. Like, what's she doing? I took it once. Oh. Look, it's like, you remember that Missy Elliott song?
There, it reminds me of another song. But she was that part.
Did she get a brain injury?
I don't know. That the Missy Elliott thing, she was actually playing a part of the song backwards.
No, there was that part, and that sucked. Is it worth it? Let me put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. It's your whip a flippin' when, yeah. Yeah, there's that. Fuck, I'm so sad that I remember that. But there's some other song that especially had like an interlude. Especially because you hate it. I hated it. I still hate it. I despise it. Is despise stronger than hate? It's like I just said I hated something, and then I said I despise it. When hate is stronger than despise, right?
Yeah, if I'm going to lean one to the other, then yeah. To me, they're synonymous.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, I hate that song. But there was another one of her songs, her god-awful shitty songs, that had like some interlude in it with like some kid. Some like, who's like...
Oh, yeah.
You remember
that sounds
now?
Like a Missy Elliott song.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking brutal. So, I don't know. I for whatever reason, I know that you love Taylor Swift, so I just had to bring up that.
Yeah. So. It's mostly jokes. But, you know, I'll play into them, sure.
So you're going to defend your stance after that?
Well, I can't.
Garbage fire of a
no,
song?
Not really. Like, not strongly.
Maybe just... No, keep it closer, because you're quiet. I'm loud.
It's right here, man.
It's not,
right here.
You need to be, like, there.
I don't think you do.
Maybe.
No, you could totally tell.
When you watch people
did
on
you listen?
Podcast, do you ever watch video components
yeah,
of
but
podcasts?
They scale the sound down.
They're talking, like, this close to the mic.
They scale the sound down. We heard...
We don't know how to do that, though, so you might as well just talk.
But it's scaled right up, man. Believe me. When I was listening to the ones that we did, it was like, holy fuck, that's right when it was at your lips.
Yeah.
Like, it was at a normal volume.
But look how small the lines are when
but they
I'm
don't,
out
they're not
this
supposed,
far.
They're not supposed
and then
to touch.
And when I'm here, they're like a little higher. So it's, you know, it's probably better.
Yeah, I don't think that we need it that close. Like, it's not that bad.
All right, well, as long as it's a better product that we're putting on the air.
Yeah.
If
we weren't two fucking idiots, we could probably figure this out.
Probably would have figured it out. Like,
yeah.
What episode are we on now? Well, let's see. Let's go online. I guess we can look it up because we have an internet connection. Yeah, we would have figured it out by episode 3. Yeah. So NFL season? Any excitement about that?
No, none. Yeah.
None.
I'm excited. It starts like right now.
Yeah, what time is the Patriots game? I meant to record that when I went home.
I don't know what actually. What
I did a little. I did a little mini podcast about waiting in the hallway for you and everything.
You just annoyed the fuck out of my neighbors. I got to listen to some.
Oh god, I talked really quiet. I sounded like a sex offender. It was awful. When I went home, so I had to go home from work. Let my dog out, bike back here, and. Even though I went home, I was like, fuck, I forgot. 6:30. Okay, I'll make it for that. I wanted to record the game and I forgot. So I was, you know, I forgot to get myself to record it in the morning. I forgot to tell Lisa to record it in time. And then I went home before I came over here and I forgot to record it again. And I talked about that on the little pre-episode.
So now everyone gets to hear it twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be back. So we've done 67 episodes of Grown Men Coloring, and we just now
we should
aside
do like
from
a
the
big
Salad Days one. We have like two mics.
We should do like a big deal for you know how some podcasts are like 500 episodes.
69.
We should do a special one for 69.
We should do a special one for 69. So it's been a while. August 12th was the last time. I really scared you away with that Omega Okada 3.
Yeah, well that's why I asked. That's why I asked if you had an agenda this time.
Mm.
That. If you could share it with me.
No, I did make you watch a Taylor Swift video. That was not for my own enjoyment. Oh. I'm not going to make you watch any pro wrestling matches, at least for,
yes,
you know, another
you can't
week.
Hear me fist
However, there is, do you want to go to pro wrestling tomorrow? HIW's got a show tomorrow. I wouldn't mind getting some liquor in me. I'm a little bit pissed with HIW. They fired my friend, so I kind of don't want to support their product. But Josh is back in town from Hong Kong, and he's never seen a live independent pro wrestling show before, and I think it's fucking fun. And I got nothing to do on Friday. I got my baseball lined up on Saturday. I wouldn't mind having a little pre-party party and watching, yelling at some wrestlers.
Let me
and getting
figure
drunk
out
as fuck. I'm thinking about it.
I'm potentially supposed to play in a volleyball tournament all Saturday.
Right, all right.
And I'm, you know, if it's like at 8 a.m. that I play, then no. But if it's at like noon, then yeah.
Yeah. So I really wanted to lay on my sword and pick my hill to die on, and I was really, I like to support things that are ethical. It sounds like a bit of a fuck. I mean, that's his side of the story.
I'm gonna drink
I don't
two
know
beers.
The story. Okay. But yeah, I wanted to not go to their shows anymore because I was pissed about them doing that. I don't even know one side of the story. I just know that they fired my friend, and it sounded kind of stupid why they did it. So I'm like, well, fuck, I don't want to support those guys anymore. There's not a lot of pro wrestling, independent pro wrestling to watch.
That comes through
Saskatoon,
yeah.
Though there is a few other companies, and I would like to check them out at some point. But, you know, we've only got one Friday this week, and that show happens to be on that Friday. So I'm thinking about going to that. So I did say that I wasn't going to make you watch a pro wrestling match, but at least today I'm not going to make you watch a pro wrestling match.
I got a story to tell.
Okay, yeah.
Totally different. Couple weeks ago, I was playing in men's.
So it's not the Canadian Tire store. We can talk about that.
Oh, no, that's just me getting pissed off. That would be
what
like
did
a.
What did they do? What happened?
That would be like a bonus train of like listening to me.
Well, why didn't you record
myself saying
I'm gonna go
fuck repeatedly in a Canadian Tire line?
You know,
yeah,
we
that's...
need to provide content for the listener.
I'm sick of hearing you swear at yourself when you get stuck at a train.
Or when I pick up a homeless. Well, it wasn't. I don't think he was homeless.
I already heard that.
Pick
story.
Somebody up and give them a ride, and they eat all my Big Turk bites. You're sick of hearing that story too.
Well, that one's a little different, but. You being stuck in a train because you were running behind and how you're going to be late.
I've heard
that story for the whole fucking life.
It's not like I'm running behind. I don't always catch trains because I'm running behind.
Yeah.
I just catch a lot of trains and I'm like, well, fuck, I got to sit here. Maybe I'll make a podcast up about it.
Yeah.
Today it was the bonus hallway train.
Okay.
Hung out in your hallway.
Okay, a couple weeks back, I was playing in men's provincials. For Soul Pitch.
Yeah.
And anyways, Lee Clark, good friend, or friend of the show, he dives, and two guys should have called for the ball, and they didn't.
One of them called it?
Well, the one guy called it, and the one guy ignored it. And
that would mean that neither guy called the ball. One guy called it, and one guy...
Yeah. So anyways, they both kind of dive, and... Clarky cuts his head on the guy's knee, and then Lee somehow kicks the guy in the mouth, and the other guy gets his lip all cut up. And Lee needs to go get stitches because his eye's like fucking leaking. And whatever. Another friend takes him to minor emergency. But it's like Folk Fest is on, and that's one of my favorite events that happens in the summer here in Saskatoon. And we had plans to go to Folk Fest, so he, like, you know, after the game. He's like, all right, you know, he's sitting in his ball gear covered in blood still from his eye. And he decides that he needs to go, you know, go home, go to his place. He changes, whatever. We get out to Folk Fest super late, run into some people, crush a lot of drinks. Anyways, I'm sitting at a table with like a dozen beers because I bought way too many tickets and the thing was closing soon. So I got a ton of drinks. And then run into some people I used to work with, some people that he works with now, and just some other people in general. And where am I going with this story that I'm going to tell poorly? Anyways, Folk Fest is now closing. Everyone's pretty liquored up. We get a ride back to my place. Oh, Lee's lost his car. He has no license. He's just a piece of shit person in life. You know, that's part of this story. and
lost his
he forgot to renew it. No, he forgot to renew it or some shit like this.
Yeah, they took his license away for that.
Well, they suspended it until he renewed it or something, or he had an outstanding ticket, and it was like as soon as he renewed it, it was fine, or paid the thing, it was back on. But he also had lost, like, his car was in repair and whatever. So we're like, you'll stay at my place because we've got to play slow pitch again at 8 a.m. the Sunday morning after going out boozing.
After getting rip-roaring loaded at Folk Fest.
So you'll stay at my place, then I can take you to slow pitch in the morning because you can't drive anyway. Great, great plan, Chris.
And this is before or after he smashed his face up?
Oh, this is, like, we make these plans as we're deciding to go out to Folk Fest. Okay. Right. Because we had to go back to his place, and we decided, hey, how about you just stay at my place tonight? Because then we can go to Folk Fest or go to Ball in the morning, and you don't have to like figure out a ride and stuff like this. Because I'm going to go there too.
This isn't like a decision that you're making while you're both drunk at Folk Fest.
No.
You guys decided well in advance.
Well in advance. So we get drunk at Folk Fest. We decide to come back to my place. A couple other people come, including this one girl that... this is a weird relationship, and I'm not supposed to say things. So, okay. Anyways, this girl comes.
Good, good. Thanks for that build-up and lack of resolution.
Lee and I and this other girl come back here, and she is just trashed. And she falls on my coffee table and breaks
it. I thought you were going to say she fell on your cock.
No, she didn't. She didn't fall on anyone's cock.
She fell on your coffee table. Your coffee table's made out of glass.
Yeah, well, the glass didn't break, but the wooden frame underneath that holds the glass up is like a piece of shit. It looked like there was a wrestling match in my living room. Like, look at it. Shit. It's like broken to shit. Yeah. It's like cracked in half.
Well, at least the glass didn't break. That would have been like fucking Japanese hardcore wrestling.
Oh, if the glass broke, yeah.
The glass fucking shattered, and
but
she's
what am all I gonna like? Now I gotta what the fuck? No
fell
coffee
on
table.
The coffee table. Nobody power bombed her through that shit.
No.
She just wiped out.
She just
walked. Twice.
She actually like was leaning on, like she's just sitting on the floor and then leaned on it to get up on it, and it broke, and then she did it again, and it broke more. Huh. So, some semi random chick broke my coffee table.
Semi random.
Yeah.
I'm trying. Excuse me. I'm trying to deduce the extent of the acquaintanceship with semi-random.
Well,
I can't. Obviously, I'm not going to be respectful as much as I want to know more. This is probably off-air information.
Yeah.
Even though we have 5 listeners.
Yeah, I'm thinking about unsubscribing too. Just too many episodes, man.
Too many episodes?
Too many episodes.
You don't have to listen to them all.
Well, they download.
Well, then delete them.
But I don't know what I'm deleting.
Well, listen to them then. They're 8 minutes long, some of the episodes.
Oh, not the 2-hour fucking monster.
We got going. You should listen to that. You haven't seen Josh in like years. Listen to him talk about shit. This makes me upset. How do you... Okay, see if you can meet... I talked about this on the 2-hour episode of The Two Buds that you didn't listen to. If you had friends, I am not happy. By the way, casting call for the third member of Grown Man Coloring, because Bob fucking vanished off of the face of the earth. He's gone. I knew he was... our friend Bob does the podcast with us. Him and his wife and his kids went to Asia for 6 months. They're going on a find themselves journey. They're traveling. I don't mean to be a dick with the find themselves journey line. They're traveling. But, like, if you knew that you were going away for 6 months, would you not make an effort at some point to, like, you know, hang out with your friends, talk to your friends, do a podcast? Maybe not do a podcast with your friends because not everyone podcasts, but we do podcast.
Yeah.
So maybe he could have been like, hey, boys, I'm going to fucking Asia for 6 months. You guys want to get together and do a podcast?
That would be nice.
You know, when we do a podcast together, maybe a farewell show, maybe we can do a nice century grown men color, a fucking drunk grown men coloring to send the guy off for 6 months to another country. He might fucking die. Like, it's crazy shit out there. God forbid. I hope that doesn't happen. Asia, sound like some my mother. Parts of Asia are a little more dangerous than Canada. I mean, we might never see the guy again. You think you'd want to... Okay, so maybe most far-fetched thing. Might want to do a podcast with them before, with us before he leaves. Okay, outside
or even
that,
just a small farewell
maybe,
party.
Maybe a farewell party. Maybe he'd want one of those. Yeah. Nope. Maybe a text. Okay, no, that's a few. So, hardest thing, we'll go from the top down. So, what's the most outlandish podcast? Maybe not. Maybe like super crazy, hardcore party. Podcast, little party, little hangout, going away, guys. Maybe like a talk on the phone, or maybe like a little like visit for like 15 minutes, something like that. Maybe a phone conversation, maybe a text message. Mm. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Fucking just ghosts us. If you had friends who, and maybe this will be a nice thing for him for his 6 month absence from Canada. Maybe we'll get a loyal listener now because he'll, and five listeners. We have five fucking listeners, and it really upsets me because if I had friends that did podcasts together, I would fucking listen to them because I like my friends. I like hanging out with my friends. I like hearing my friends, most of my friends. Maybe I have a few friends who, probably not though. I probably don't have very many friends who I don't want to hear their conversations.
Yeah.
If you had friends that did podcasts, would you not want to tune in and listen to that? I guess I don't have any friends, any real friends, only five of them. Three of them are the guys doing the podcast with me. I get that we're not Joe Rogan or Kevin Smith or Fighter and the Kid or Bill Burr. I get that we're not famous people.
Yeah.
And maybe the shit that we come up with isn't that important. But, like, we do have friends. I like to think I have people that like me.
Yeah.
Like you, like Josh, even fucking Bob before he ghosted. There is people that like to be around people, us. Maybe you'd want to hear. I know if I had friends with a podcast, I'd listen to that shit all the time. Apparently not you. Apparently
your rant changed directions here. You were complaining about Bob.
And I'm mad at Bob. I'm also mad that...
We have five listeners.
Well, yeah. I'm a little upset. But yeah, well, yeah, I am. Should we just direct this... Maybe we'll compartmentalize this rant a little bit. What would you do if you were going away for 6 months?
I have no idea. I'd probably have... I would probably...
You'd probably say goodbye?
Oh, yeah. I'd say goodbye. I would probably try and put together a small little party or...
Maybe a big one even.
You know,
Even a big one.
Yeah, I keep myself pretty busy with like sports and that. And I'd probably try to scale that down a bit so I could spend... Like, I feel bad because you send... me a text all the time doing question mark and then I'm like this thing that I've had like pre-arranged for
a while. No, that's good. It's just you know, just like, throwing it out there.
Yeah,
doing question mark like on fucking I got it from Mike Green. He got it from Wedding Crashers when he's talking about his mom. I never know what she's doing back there. I never know what she's doing. What is she doing? And then Mike Green's old roommate Doug Forbes, whenever they would come home and the other one was home, they'd say doing because they lived like Mike lived there and then he rented out to Doug and Doug had his own like floor and they're buddies. They were buddies.
I got
then,
like 5 minutes.
I know.
To wrap
this
up. Sorry.
Short and sweet. No, it's all good. Sorry. We are 6. Do you need to go like now? Or can
we need
we...
to go soon.
Okay. But they would say doing.
Yeah.
That was doing. Always what they say to each other. So that's what I text people when I'm asking them what they're doing.
Yes.
So
I get it. I know how to respond to that question. It's just it's kind of funny.
It's weird. But doing I just question had to mark. Explain that, even though our five listeners probably don't care. But you would,
and
you
three
would
of us
probably
are,
say goodbye in some
I think
form,
so,
whether it's big or little.
Yeah. I think I'd do that.
I understand the guy's got kids. And maybe he's a little bit more introverted than you and I.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still
and not everyone
a little
needs,
bit.
I don't want to. He's like even more so than me. I wouldn't want like a big send off or some big to do about it. But I would certainly make an attempt to, you know, just go out with or go in with people and, you know, have one last hurrah for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
right?
Yeah.
Am I not? I'm
Although
not an
6 months
to
is not
that
6 months is not that long. I thought it was twice as long. from initial conversations.
Okay.
But
if I
didn't come up
all
with
of
a year
sudden
of my own.
Didn't hang out with you, if I all of a sudden just I wasn't calling you or texting you or asking you to podcast or playing racquetball with you,
yeah,
for 6 months, you would probably be. And I knew that I was
like,
going to do that for 6 months. I knew, okay, there's going to be a 6 month period when I'm not. You would want me to,
yeah,
you know, do something to.
Yeah, I'd make extra attempts to see my friends.
Yeah. Because, yeah, 6 months maybe isn't, I mean, on the surface. They're not planning on living here when they get back.
Oh,
so, okay. I mean, it's 6 months plus whenever they decide
to come back.
Moving.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, for me, I mean, you know, I he was a fucking wedding party member for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I like we've discovered with the five listeners for our podcast that I am not as good as I think I am.
And what?
None of us are, you know. As
well, I don't like to. I don't tell people about this podcast.
Yeah, neither do I. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I guess maybe we make our bed. And when I did advertise the one where I did advertise the, and I immediately kind of regretted it because I sounded like trailer trash in that episode. I didn't realize that I swore as much as I did when I picked that guy.
And that's the reason I don't tell people, because I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck, what did I say? What have I said in previous episodes? Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that is true. It's not like, I mean, I promote it on Twitter. I don't promote it on Facebook, knowing full well that
more
people...
promote it on Instagram.
Just don't talk about it on Instagram. I don't care if you fuck them. I don't care if you have sex with them.
I don't care if you rub your babies and rub your bellies together.
I don't care if you have babies with them, but don't promote it on Instagram. So
I don't give a fuck about Facebook.
Oh, I wasted my fart. I tried to fart in the mic, but I wasted it. So, I mean, yeah, it is what it is. Different strokes, different folks.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would think that more people would want to listen in on what they're... If you had a podcast with Clarky, or you just had a solo podcast, or even you and some fuckers I don't know, like Graham has salad days. They don't do salad days anymore, but Graham had salad days, mm-hmm. And I don't know his friends that he does salad days with. I was a big fan of that podcast. They seem like nice guys. A friend of Graham is a friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
Unless friends of Graham rape children and
yeah.
Murder
puppies
and people, you know, as well. I'm definitely not an advocate of puppy murdering and people murdering as well. Not a fan of, but you know, I trust Graham's judge of character.
Yep.
And a friend of Graham is a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure Graham wouldn't be friends with puppy murderers and people murderers and child. I'm sure Graham picks good friends. Listen to a bunch of Salad Days podcast episodes, and I like those guys. Sound like cool. One guy was talking about how if we gotta go. Okay, one guy was talking about how if they made meat that you didn't have to kill shit for, if you just made meat in a lab, he was like indifferent to that and wouldn't care. And I was like, well, that's kind of shitty. Because I mean, not everyone's gonna be a vegetarian and care about animals, but if you don't have to kill animals anymore. And he's just like, I don't give a shit. I'll still. And it's like, that's kind of sociopath. I don't know if it's sociopathic. But they seem like really good guys.
Yeah.
I know one person. I'm friends with one person on that four-person podcast team. And I was a listener. And yet, you know, we got. I feel like we have friends.
I think I got some friends. I got a couple.
Yeah. And one of them won't even say goodbye. But we'll say goodbye because this is. The end of this month, the first Grown Man Coloring in a month.
Oh?
Well, it's been like a month since our last
it's
Grown Man
three,
Coloring.
It's been three, couple weeks.
Pretty much a month.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I keep busy.
You're busy.
I keep
it's okay.
Fucking busy,
I'm not
man.
Mad at you. I'm not mad at you for that. I'm just saying that it's been a while, and I was making the joke that I must have scared you away with the...
No.
With the...
like anytime you've tried,
with the pro wrestling.
I'm like...
With the pro wrestling episode,
yeah.
When I forced you guys to watch a 6-star match.
Yeah.
Is that a fart?
No, I dropped this piece.
Oh, sounded like a wet fart.
No.
All right.
I don't up to a wet fart.
Sorry, I kind of took that over there. I'm upset. I'm, I'm not that upset, but I'm a little upset about my friend.
You miss your friend and you...
Ghosted on me.
Yeah.
Fucking ghosted.
Well, keep it on the down low.
Is there anything you would like to add to this fine episode?
Well, you know how I like to end episodes. No.